Welcome in to Scoops with DannyMac.com and our weekly visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations. We call it Mondays with Mo. The trade deadline is here. The Cardinals have traded Luke Voit, Daniel Ponce de Leon, Austin Gomber, terrific this past week. Update on Mike Schilt, some injury updates as well. The non-waiver trade deadline, what does it mean for the Cardinals? It'll all be covered here. This is brought to you by the good folks at Schnucks. When you need groceries, think local, support local, think Schnucks. And by Ryan Kelly. Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Mondays with Mo, and a chance to visit with the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak. Mo, the trade deadline, we're about 24 hours away. What is it like from your perspective and just the amount of hours that you spend taking phone calls and emails and text messages? What is it like for you?
No, it's a busy time. Mike Gersh and the crew are very active in trying to look at what our best options are. And, certainly the last 3 or 4 days have been very busy. And I would imagine as we work a little closer till 3 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to try to explore and really make sure that if there's something we feel that can improve us for the long term, we want to do that.
What are teams asking for in a general sense? Do you get a feel what the market is like, not just with the Cardinals, but in all of baseball?
Well, I think it's just sort of your classic trading deadline. You're seeing a couple big names that are going to be free agents get moved. You're seeing relievers get moved. I think the starting market has not been as robust as maybe people had hoped as far as starting pitchers. But, nonetheless, I think is sort of like predictable in what you may or may not see moved.
Does it tell you a little bit about your own team when you get another set of eyes looking at your team or your minor league system when they value a certain player that maybe, you value, but maybe not at the level that someone else does? Does it give you an idea of maybe that player's better than you thought? You know what I'm saying?
It certainly helps, but I would say like this time of year is it's a little bit tricky to get that type of external calibration in the sense of when you look at the St. Louis Cardinals right now, you don't have a lot of people calling us because they think we're still in the wild card, which we are. And so most people don't think of us as like a team selling. Not a big fan of that narrative, by the way, but what we're trying to do is look to improve, whether that's a short view or a long view, but ultimately that's our goal.
You traded Luke Voit. Tell us about the two guys that you got back from the Yankees.
Well, it made sense for us to try to continue to add to our bullpen. There's no doubt that when you look at why we made all those moves last Friday to where we are today, we want to continue to find the right pieces for the puzzle to get that bullpen right. And certainly the way we were going wasn't working. And when you look at Luke Voit, he was a guy that was having a lot of success at AAA. There's no doubt when he was up here, he had an impact. But in a lot of ways, Ravello is just Luke Voit with a different name. And so for us, we felt like we were protected. And if we could add a lefty and a righty that are in our bullpen mix, it made sense. And so Shreve is someone that we feel could be successful at the major league level and that we control for 3 years. And then ultimately getting somebody like Gallego just adds depth from the right side. And so he has options. And again, just when you're looking at tomorrow, we feel like he's someone that can help us down the road.
We like to look back at the week that was with John Mozeliak and Mondays with Mo. Last week, we had a couple of near no-hitters with Daniel Ponce de Leon and Austin Gomber. Let's start with Ponce de Leon. What was going through your mind as you're watching this young man and where he came from, and then all of a sudden on the brink of maybe making some history?
I think we know where he came from. That story has been talked about, and of course, I think everybody thinks it's amazing, and it is. But I do think, you know, for him to finally get that opportunity to pitch in the big leagues and to get this start, you know, he showed why he belongs. And, you know, I think it was really exciting to watch him, to stay composed, to not try to do too much. And he stayed within himself. And it was, you know, obviously a great game, a well-pitched game. You know, unfortunately, the outcome was not what we had hoped.
Mo, when you look at the guys now that you have in your bullpen, is it kind of a feeling out process? I don't like to say that, you know, this guy is a seventh inning guy or he's the sixth and here's the eighth and here's the ninth, but there's been so much turnover. Is it kind of a situation where you just got to wait and see and see if these guys fall into different roles as you go along in the final 2 months?
It's not really that complicated in the sense that the good news is between Gomber, Ponce, and when you add in Hudson, you're looking at three guys that can pitch multiple innings. And so I think it gives somebody like Mike Schilt a lot of flexibility on how to think about it. You know, clearly right now as we enter this week, you know, having Norris close, Hicks as that set up, there's a comfort level there. But you know, ultimately, I think we have a lot more interchangeable parts than we did a week ago.
Are you seeing Ozuna starting to turn the corner a little bit with the couple of home runs over the weekend?
Well, he certainly put a few good swings out there, and I think he's, you know, showing that he's playing with a lot of energy, and which he always has. But I think, you know, when you're having more success at the plate, you feel better about yourself. And so I think in his case, you know, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, but definitely like where he's trending.
And in terms of Mike Schilt, you know Mike very, very well. You've known him for years, and our fans are getting the chance to know him. You're just, you know, general impressions of the first couple of weeks of Mike Schilt.
Well, impressions have been very good. You know, I appreciate the energy and how he's approaching it. He's definitely someone that has been responsive. I think, you know, when you look at his engagement with the media, which is new to him, obviously when you're a minor league manager, you may deal with one writer on a given evening, maybe two, whereas, you know, it's a lot different at the major league level. But I think he's been very impressive. He's been very candid and transparent in his approach, and you know, I think that's very welcoming.
How about some injury updates, Mo, before we let you go? We'll start with Colton Wong. Where is he right now?
Colton should be picking up his baseball activity this week, and hopefully this is a very short stint on the DL, and right now I think we're very encouraged.
And Michael Wacha and Adam Wainwright?
Not a whole lot to add there. I mean, obviously they're throwing, but, you know, it's going to still take some time, so you know, I think in a perfect world, it might be something towards the end of August.
And final question would be the non-waiver trade deadline. That's when you've gotten some really good ones. You know, Woody Williams, Larry Walker come to mind. Can you explain how that works for a fan, and would you anticipate that would be an active market for your club?
So historically, what happens after July 31st is to make a trade, you need to first have trade waivers. And to secure them, you put a player on waivers. If he clears, then you can do whatever you want with the player. If the player does not clear, meaning someone claims them, you have one or two options. You can let the player then go to the team that claimed him, can try to do a trade that way, or you can pull the waiver player off waivers, and then if you want to trade them later, you again have to ask waivers and see if they clear. But it just, your hands are a lot more tied.
Sure.
After tomorrow. And so do deals happen? Of course. But it's a lot more difficult.
Mo, I know you're busy. Thank you. Good luck in the next 24 hours.
Thank you, Dan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
We do it every Monday. Mondays with Mo here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Coming up later today, a game preview. We'll talk about the Colorado Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals. Many thanks to John Mozeliak. This has been brought to you by Schnucks and by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.